Yes, we are back. Welcome back to the App Thought Podcast. Your man Joe Hill back in the studio, keeping it moving. You know, for the one time, I got to shout out the home team. Shout out to my guy JP. Shout out to my homegirl Tiff Tonto. They will be joining us soon. So in the meanwhile, we want to keep it going with a fresh new episode. It's a lot going on, too. You know, it's Thanksgiving week. You know, everybody's getting prepared for, you know, family and friends and cooking and, you know, showing love to one another and appreciation. And it's a good time right now, you know, in the spectrum of that. You know, I just got back from New Orleans. Yeah, I was at the Comedy House of New Orleans, to be specific, down on Fulton Street. For those that know New Orleans and the vibe, it was a lot going on this weekend though in New Orleans. It wasn't just me being there for, you know, a weekend headlining four shows, but you know, there was a conference of some sort, I believe some sort of teachers counselors conference. I know the Boston Celtics were in town on Friday playing the Pelicans, the Saints game Sunday night, and then I believe the Warriors were playing the Pelicans Sunday, and Joe Hill was there. So the city was buzzing. It was great. I ate well. You know, and those that know New Orleans, you already know when you're going into New Orleans, you know, you can't have a diet plan like that. You know, I was there for 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and you know, just, you know, taking it all in, you know, all the great food, the drinks. It was cool, man. You know, they got these things called beignets. And for those that, and first of all, it's just a sophisticated word for a Zeppeli, if you're on the East Coast and you're familiar with powdered white sugar. If you also in the Midwest, or if you've been to a theme park, you know they're called funnel cakes. But beignets are more, you know, sophisticatedly baked, and they are amazing. Let me just say that. But yeah, good times. Went to a breakfast spot called Elizabeth's. Man, let me tell y'all right now, if you are ever in New Orleans, you need to go to Elizabeth's. It's like maybe 2 or 3 mile drive from the French Quarters. Dope drinks, and the food is amazing. When I tell y'all, I mean, like, the biscuits and gravy, the pork chop, country breakfast at its finest. But yeah, New Orleans was good. The shows were amazing. Did 4 shows, headline. Shout out to Tammy. Shout out to Chris, the good folks over at the Comedy House. Shout out to Amy Collins, who hosted. My guy Pop Jermaine, my guy F. William Samuel, my guy Troy, a lot of local talent. And my guy F. William Samuel, too, from Jersey, came through. So it was a great weekend of shows. And it's New Orleans, you know, you being in the South, you know, telling jokes. So that was good. The energy was right. A lot of folks. Kind of feels like Vegas, but you take away the gambling. you just everybody turned up, everybody in the street, you know, everybody's just, you know, having a good time. So, and I feel like it's not as central, but I feel like it's a connector, because you get folks from the Florida area, you know, Texas. I had people that drove down from Tennessee to come down to Louisiana. So, you know, that is just letting you know of how much of a melting pot New Orleans is. So it was fun. Had a good time. I did 4 different sets. I did about 40 minutes each show, give or take. Yeah, about 40. Switched it up. Worked on a lot of new material, so that was good. I got to test it out in New Orleans and, you know, hit them with a few classics. So, no, it was good. Looking forward to the next time. Probably be there in the springtime. I'll be back in New Orleans. But, yeah, somebody's got to hear this tour. You know, been all over, man. I was like, you know, if you've been following the journey, you know, last month I was pretty much in Georgia doing an amazing weekend. I was in on the, you know, Philadelphia, New York. We just hit New Orleans. So I'm making my rounds, you know. I'm keeping myself busy. Also got to sell some of my new merch, new t-shirts. I got Comedy Come Up shirts, the black ones with the white logo. Moving like hotcakes in New Orleans. So yeah, pull up to a show, get you some merch, You already know how it is with comics. We got our merch. That's where we really make our profit. So if you are supporting a comic, buy something with a shit after the show. I don't give a damn what it is. It goes a long way. But yeah, man, all good. All good this past weekend. But on a larger scheme of things, in the news, I don't know if y'all been listening to the news, because there's a lot going on. I'm pretty sure every day you turn on the news or you turn on the radio or something, you see or hear something crazy. But one case in particular that's going on right now, the Shanquella Robinson case of the girl that went on vacation to Mexico with six friends. And I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a video out of her being attacked. And prior to the video coming out, 2 weeks prior, you know, pretty much her friends made up this whole story that, you know, she died from alcohol poisoning and called the mom and, you know, even as far as flew back to the U.S. and, you know, basically was like, well, yeah, you know, she died from alcohol poisoning. You know, the doctors out there, you know, they basically just basically coming home and basically lying, meeting with the family for a week or two. And then the video came out of her being beat up in the hotel by a couple of the girls, allegedly these girls, but in the video it's clear as day she's getting beat up. So there's that. And then when the autopsy came out, it said it had nothing to do with alcohol, leading to, you know, the real reason what happened. And suffered a separated neck, spinal cord, and just like all types of broken bones in her back. So whew, hot case. But we all know this too well. You know, I've said this on many occasions. It sucks to hear, but to me, I really feel like when we say Black Lives Matter, like, do they matter to us? And when I say us as people, Black folks, the Black lives, like, we be doing all types of wild stuff to each other. And like, I know too many, you know, friends of mine that have experienced, you know, one-on girls trips like this, and, you know, known for it to get catty and petty and just out of hand. And I'm like, damn, dudes, when we go on a trip, we might, and those that know, you know, we might roast each other, you know what I'm saying? We might tell some jokes and really piss each other off. But I mean, like, to a point where, like, you know, there's a possibility of somebody getting murdered or beat up or, you know, like, or covered up. It's just like, just makes you wonder, was this, you know, whole thing a setup, you know? And the police are investigating, Mexico is investigating, the FBI is investigating. So I am hoping that they get to the bottom of this, but it is a wild case, and it really just hits home with, you know, you know, just in general, like, who you're hanging or surrounding yourself with, you know? Because let's just say, God forbid, it wasn't a setup, and let's just say, you know, things is happening after dinner, we getting lit, some things is said, or some things is brought up, and it turns into a fight. I can understand that, because we're all human. But to the point of where, like, she's getting beat up, or possibly multiple people are beating on her, that's, and nobody's stepping in, like, that's just different, you know? And a lot of times it the accidents lead to death. We've seen that. You don't just see it in the movies. It happens in real life. So it's very unfortunate. And I'm one of those dudes, you know, I say it on stage, I be trying to solve crimes on Netflix. They got nothing to do with my damn life right now. So imagine me, like, I'm clocking in, looking up YouTube videos, trying to just get an understanding and more information, because this is just sad. And, you know, her family, her parents, you know, they got to tell their story of how they found out, and they had to see the video online of what really happened versus what these so-called friends told them. That's like, whew. And I know it's easy to be like, you know, my mom would have did this, or my. You just don't know how you're going to react to something like that. That is just, so it's unfortunate, and I'm hoping to get to the bottom of it. But this culture of just, like, toxic, we got to do better. That's probably why I stay in the house now. I just ain't got the time. I just, and listen, I've been in situations where I've had people that have done things to me and they're moving weird. And but you know what? I'm fortunate and blessed enough to be able to recognize it, to be able to see it, feel it, hear it, and say, you know what? This ain't for me. This ain't for me. This is not the people I want to be around. I don't even want to associate myself because we ain't even going to start this. So I say that to say, yes, you know, some people can recognize that, but some people can't. You know, some people are loyal, then more loyal than others. And it's just like, if they not out for your well-being, if they not genuinely looking out for your best interest or doing things to show love, friends don't do stuff like this. Y'all know that. Even if I had beef with you, I ain't going through all that. I'm on my trip to Mexico. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get another room and I'm gonna go over here and y'all do y'all thing. I wish y'all the best. It's nothing. It's all good. But like to sit there and do all that is evil. And now, you know, this girl is in a box. And then I'm here and they took her card and bought flight tickets home, allegedly. It's just a mess. And the more and more the details come out, the more and more their asses need to be locked up. You know, they talking about, you know, Mexico prison or what have you is serious. Fuck that. Put them in Rikers Island in New York City. Put them in Rikers Island, New York City for life. That's worse. Like, but it's just unfortunate, you know. And to hear the mom and the dad, you know, it's just sad to me. And that's why it strikes home, because, you know, you really got to talk to your kids if you have teenagers or if you have, you know, children of your own. And, you know, you just got to put them on, like, you know, like this really happens. And you got to be careful who you're surrounding yourself with and who you are allowing yourself to be consumed by, you know. You don't want to be a follower, you know. So that whole situation, you know, rest in peace. I'm sending love and light to her and her family, and hoping that this comes to a resolution sooner than later. Because now you messing with people wanting to travel to Cabo. Like, come on now. And I think that's more of a reason why it's going to get solved, because you messing with the government's money now. That's tourist money, and people ain't gonna want to come there because of y'all goofy asses. I don't know, man. It's real. And as much as we in a time where we supposed to be thankful and blessed, it's a lot of shit happening outside. The shooting in Virginia. Football player got on the bus, shot up three players. I mean, if you look a little, deeper into that, you know, they're saying he had issues. And for those that don't know, University of Virginia football players, three of them were killed in a shooting. The person that did the shooting, he was prior on the team. I'm not sure if he was let go for whatever reason, but he wasn't currently on the team when the shooting occurred. But they're saying it's possible bullying. There were past incidents with him and, you know, a few of these players. And, you know, I play sports. I know how it is with the hazing. When you're playing football or basketball, you know, it's a whole other culture that can be, you know, detrimental to your mental a lot of times. And you don't know when a person is at their breaking point, or you don't know what they're going through. So, you know, he chose to kill three people. It's crazy, man. Mental health is real right now. I mean, it's always been. There was a shooting in Colorado Springs at a nightclub. Like, just walked in there and shot the place up. Killed five or six people, I believe. Injured way more. We are in different times right now. There was murders in Idaho. Goddamn dude walking around with a Rambo knife, just slicing and dicing people in their sleep. Like, what is going on outside? And they say it's a war going on outside. No man is safe, huh? Shit. Check on your people, man. check on your people, take the time out to make sure everybody's all right, because a lot of people are not doing all right. And you know, here on the Afterthought Podcast, we big on that, showing love, you know, making sure your people are good. You know, it takes a few seconds, but yeah, heavy in the world, man. So, you know, that's why we kind of need a positive this week, you know, remind ourselves of what's important, family, you know, sitting around, eating, laughing, watching the games. I just got the new TV, so I'm blessed to be able to watch the games this Thanksgiving. Yeah, man, this is a tough week, especially with all this tragedy and it's being Thanksgiving. That also is going to be affected. You know, those that aren't able to have all their families because of the tragedy that has happened lately. So yeah, man, check on your people, man. It's a lot going on. You know, it's the winter time. If you're on the East Coast, I'm hearing this brick. Like literally, it's a chiseled brick outside. Like. Like, I'm out here in the Bay Area. It's a little chippy, you know. It's a little chippy, but it's not freezing out here. So, yeah, man, we coming to an end of a year. We are coming to an end. It's been a hell of a year. 2023 is staring us down, and we are getting ready to start it and do it all over again. People talk about resolutions and things you want to change in a new year, but you should be continuously tweaking and working on yourself. You shouldn't be waiting the goddamn January to go try to lose some weight or get your insides right. So, coming to an end of the year, hope you had a good year, you know. Still time to right the ship and do some things, and before you get into, don't wait till the new year start to make changes. You can start right now. So, I think that's the cool part about changes. There's no clock on it. Get in there and get to work, and let the rest, you know, take its course. So yeah, man, Afterthought Podcast. First of all, shout out to everybody on the check-ins. Shout out to everybody on the listens. I appreciate all the shares. Make sure you go into our page and following the Afterthought Podcast. You can get us on at least 30 or more platforms right now, streaming episodes, past episodes, past special guests. We just warming back up again, you know. We got big plans in the new year. The crew is good. They'll be back with us soon, like I said. So yeah, man, we are rocking. I am always in a city near you. I tell y'all folks that somebody's got to hear this. We locked and loaded. The special, I can officially say it is done. It is edited. Somebody got to hear this comedy special. My first official. Well, it's not my first comedy special, but it's somewhat more of a debut. The way it was shot, produced, edited. Shout out to 4x3 Comedy, my comedy team, production team. Great dudes over there. Shout out to Chase and my guy Steve. Yeah, so look out for that. Somebody's got to hear this comedy special. It's about 40 minutes long. We're looking for a home for it. We're looking to get it on Amazon, Tubi, Hulu, on one of those streaming platforms, so you guys can watch it at home. So yeah, we in that phase right now. So I'm happy with the body of work that I put into this, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with y'all real soon. And you know, we got an audio. We got a new comedy EP coming out, I'm sure. So yeah, I'm working. I'm staying busy. But I felt it's important to continue to hit y'all on the radio with the podcast, and keep this going and being another platform for you to get the information, hear what's going on in our culture, and you know, vibe with us. You know, it's that time. You know, so yeah, make sure you following us, showing love. What I got coming up? You can always go to my website. This is joehill.com. Follow me on IG. This is Joe Hill. I'm on the Twitter at This is Joe Hill as well. I mean, all platforms. This is Joe. You can just type me in. YouTube. Go to the YouTube page. Type me in. A lot of dope stuff, a lot of dope content. But yeah, we rocking. What else I got coming up? Shows. Back on the road, Rochester, Minnesota, December 2nd through the 3rd. I'm at Goonies Comedy Club. You know, Goonies, not like the movie, but same name. Goonies Comedy Club in Rochester, Minnesota, December 2nd through the 3rd. I'm headlining a dope weekend. And I got my guy, Legendary Bruce, aka Bruce Brilliance, featuring dope dude, father, comedian. And we always been rocking out for a few, so gotta get my guy. Back-to-back nights, come out, get your tickets. If you know somebody in Rochester, if you know somebody in downtown Minneapolis, if you know somebody in St. Paul, it's all close. Tell a friend, share the flyer. It's on my IG right now, pinned up there. Check it out. I'm hitting Goonies. I'm back in town. And then second week of December, I will be in Campbell, California. That's right. I'm back actually at the place that I shot my special, the Prune Yard Cinemas, which is a ill movie theater at the Prune Yard shopping area. And it's produced and powered by my guy, Jason Toops. And I'm going to be headlining all weekend. So December 9th through the 10th, I'm in Campbell, California. I'm headlining back-to-back nights there. Then we got a little break. You know, it's Christmas. I'm going to be chilling with the fam. After that, I'm back on the road to St. Paul, Minnesota. Yep, I'm right back. I'm at the Laugh Camp Comedy Club. Looking forward to that. Shooting a new 30 for Comedy Central. So look out for that. Laugh Camp, January 6th through the 7th. Tickets are on sale as well. We got L.A. coming up. That's right. L.A.'s coming up. We back at Tommy T's January 19th. That's going to be dope. Back in LA, February, I believe that's February 2nd through the 4th. I'm in Los Angeles, Chocolate Sundays. I'm back. Shout out to Lonnie and the whole crew. I'm back. Chocolate Sundays. Got a dope set. Rocking out with the folks. And I'm hitting maybe some rooms. Maybe the night before I'll be on some other stuff. So yeah, we'll get to you on that. Back in Miami in March. So we got things coming. Stay tuned. Continue to show love. Follow us at the Afterthought Podcast. Shout out to Tiff. Shout out to JP. I'm your man, Joe Hill. And until next time, be well. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Peace.